A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. I have received commandment to bless, and He has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. This Monday morning, I have a commandment to bless, and the blessing that is coming upon you is irrevocable. So you have irrevocable blessings of God, and you are irrevocably blessed. What are the things that God intends to bless, and that He has spoken to me to release His blessings upon? Number one, God has blessed you, and I'm asked to invoke these blessings upon you for manifestation. God blessed you. When He created man, He blessed man. In Genesis chapter number 1 and in verse number 22, the Bible says, and God blessed them. So you are blessed. In verse 22, God said, be fruitful and multiply. And so as we step out this week, I'd like you to have this understanding that my person is blessed. So your person is blessed. You are blessed. In Genesis chapter number 35 and in verse number 9, the word of God says, then God appeared to Jacob again when he came from Paddan Aram and blessed him. God is interested in blessing His people. He has blessed you, and He has given me commandment to invoke a release of these blessings on you. But please do not forget that a blessing is something you have or that happens, which makes you happy, which helps you or improves your life. God is going to make something happen that will make you happy, that will help you, that will improve your life, that will improve your destiny. Never forget also that blessing is simply an empowerment to make it, an empowerment to prosper or succeed. You are receiving the empowerment of God to make it, to prosper, and to succeed. Don't forget, thirdly, a blessing connotes approval, encouragement, or permission. You have the approval of God. You have the encouragement of God and the permission of God to prosper. It follows, therefore, that God has granted you the grace, the blessing. He has put upon you those things that will help you, the things that will make you happy, that will improve your life. It means that God has given you the empowerment to go and make it this week. You have received and you are receiving the empowerment to make it, to prosper, to succeed. You also have the permission of God. You have the approval of God. You have the encouragement of God to go and succeed. So you have God's permission and approval to prosper. You have God's permission and approval to marry, to have your children, to be fruitful, to succeed, to make it. You have the approval and the permission of God. So God has blessed your person and you are blessed. So I have this understanding as we step out this week, my person is blessed. So wherever you turn to, it is only the blessings of God that must follow and accompany you and then come to your life and to your destiny. Number two, your day is blessed. As you step out this week, you must have this understanding that my day is blessed. God has blessed you and God has blessed your day. In Genesis chapter number 2 and in verse number 3, the Bible says, then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it He rested from all His work which God had created and made. Your day is blessed. When a man's day is blessed, he has joy, he receives blessings on that particular day, or in that particular day rather. Everything he does is blessed because the day is blessed for him. Nothing is difficult, tough, or hard for a man whose day is blessed. The day goes smoothly and seamlessly for this man. It is a blessed day. So I declare that each day of this week, each day of this month, of this year, will be blessed. Each day of your life will be blessed. So you must also rise up each day and pronounce blessings on your day. My day is blessed. My day is blessed. My day, if that is all you can say, your day is blessed. And don't forget also in Psalm 68 and in verse 19, the Bible says, blessed be God who daily loads us with benefit. God daily loads us with benefit. There are benefits for each day, which means God has blessed this each day in advance for you. Your day is blessed. Each day is blessed. Today is blessed. Every day of this week is blessed. God has blessed your day in advance. He has loaded each day with benefit, and this benefit will be your portion. You will not miss the benefits of God for your life in the precious name of Jesus. Your day is blessed. Thirdly, your ground is blessed. It has pleased the Lord to bless your ground. Your ground symbolizes your business, your operations, the place where you dwell, the place where you do business, the place where you transact your business. Whatever you do, that is your ground. Your business is your ground. It is blessed of God already. God has blessed your ground. Your ground is not cursed. Your ground is blessed. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 22, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the sea, and let birds multiply on the earth. Let birds, let things multiply on the earth, on the ground. God blessed the ground. For your sake, God has blessed the ground. In Luke chapter 12 and in verse number 16, the Bible says, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. The ground of that man was blessed. And because his ground was blessed, his ground brought forth plentifully. This week, your ground is blessed, and it will bring forth plentifully. Don't forget, this your ground symbolizes your work, your business, your office, your shop, your trade, your profession, your career, your studies. Your ground is blessed. And anything and everything you plant on this ground shall produce great result because the ground is blessed. A blessed ground is a ground that is fruitful and productive. A ground that has not been blessed does not produce result. It is hard for that ground. May things not be hard for you. May things not be hard for your ground in the precious name of Jesus. Number four, your thoughts. God has blessed your thoughts, and he still wants to bless your thought, your thinking. The Bible says in Psalm 49 and in verse number 3, my mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. My thinking shall be of understanding. May the Lord bless your thoughts. It is the thinking of a man that is blessed, that is productive. Creative ideas come to the man whose thinking is blessed. A man whose mind is blessed. So he is able to think productively, to think constructively, to think accurately. And you know, proper and accurate thinking helps in decision making and in choices of life. If you cannot think straight, if you cannot think right, you can't make adequate and proper choices in life. You can't take right decisions in life. So a man who takes right decisions in life, a man who generates productive ideas, is the man whose thinking is blessed. In 1 Timothy chapter number 4, verse number 15, Paul writing to Timothy said, meditate on these things. Give yourself wholly to it, that your profiting may appear to all. Think on these things. It is whatever a man thinks upon that he generates ideas over. And so Paul said, think on these things, meditate on them so that your profiting may appear unto all. Blessed thinking produces profit. So think productively. Think positively. The blessings of the Lord is therefore released upon your thoughts, upon your thinking, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and declare, my Father, you have blessed me. I am blessed. Let it show. In the name of Jesus, you have blessed me. I am blessed. Let it show in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God. God has blessed me. I am blessed. And I pray that these blessings will show, that the name of the Lord may be glorified. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pronounce blessings on your day. My day is blessed. Every day of this week is blessed for me. And so my day is blessed. My days are blessed. My days this month are blessed. My days, remaining days this year are blessed. My days on earth are blessed. My days are blessed. My day, I speak a blessing, the blessings of the Lord to each day. Each day is blessed for me. Each day is productive for me in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Lift up your voice and declare blessings on your ground. I declare the blessings of the Lord upon my ground. My ground is blessed. And because my ground is blessed, my ground will bring forth plentifully. My business is blessed. My activities are blessed. My endeavors are blessed. My ground is blessed. My ground will bring forth plentifully in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. Father, bless my thoughts. Let my thinking be productive and be profitable in the name of Jesus. I ask your blessings upon my thoughts, O God. Let my thinking be positive and be productive. Let my thinking be profitable in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I ask that your life be blessed. I ask the blessings of the Lord upon you. I pronounce God's blessings upon you. You are blessed. Your blessings will show in the name of Jesus. Your blessings are irrevocable. No power shall be able to revoke your blessings in the name of Jesus. I pronounce your day is blessed. Your day is blessed. Your days are blessed in the name of Jesus. You will not miss your blessing, your benefit for each day. God will daily load you with benefit in the name of Jesus. I declare that your ground is blessed. Your ground will bring forth plentifully to the praise of the name of the Lord. I declare the blessings of God upon your thought. You will think productively, you will think positively, you will think profitably. God will give you creative ideas, ideas that will transform your life and destiny in the name of Jesus. Step out today, step out this week with the assurance of the blessings of God upon your life. God has blessed you, you are blessed, and it will show in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Don't forget to join me at 9 p.m. today for day 27 of our 30 days of grace. Grace will speak eloquently and audibly upon your life and upon your destiny. The platform for this meeting has been and remains my YouTube and Facebook channel, and the handle is at Yemi Graceman. The Lord bless you as you attend. Support Daily Impact with Graceman with your prayers. Support also by forwarding this message and sharing the link with your contacts. Support also by giving. Give generously towards this program. And your financial donations can be sent to the Zenith Bank account number 12-16-100-456. The account name is Daily Impact with Graceman. Till I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious week, and the Lord bless you.